Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're listening to right now on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen, and my first of two interviews is with Christy Chukarolu from Keep Truckee Meadows. Beautiful. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And you got a really cool event. Is it your big fundraiser?
This is our big fundraising event. It's only the third year that we've done this.
Oh, okay.
And it sold out both years in a row.
Fantastic.
I am sitting before you with tickets still available.
Okay.
So time to sell, sell, sell.
Lord knows, Reno. I mean, every time we have an event coming up, I always say Reno's a last minute town.
We
always get tickets at the door.
Yeah.
Or the day of.
Okay. But we don't want to be selling tickets at the door.
I know. Yeah. You just want to get it done and over with, and then you can worry about the event itself.
Exactly.
And not about attendance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, but this is a really fun event. Mark St is designing the food for us.
Oh,
his,
really?
Yeah, his company, Liberty Food and Wine Exchange, has provided the food the last couple of years. They're doing it this year, and he does an amazing job. It's so delicious. It's a sit-down meal that is preceded by just fun activities in the park.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So, because it's like, just to make sure we dispel the illusion, Raise the River
yeah.
is the actual event name.
Yes.
And it's kind of it's a sensory experience.
It is
of,
a
right?
sensory experience. And at the time that we came up with the idea for the event, we were trying to raise awareness for the river. And that was where some of our funding went that first year. And so, because a lot of people, it just is shocking to me, like 5 to 10 years ago, some people in our community actually didn't even know there was a river there or that the river was the source of our water supply. And so I think, you know, we're making progress in that area. But this year we're focusing on our education programs. We really need to raise funding for education programs. We educated more than 3,000 kids last year through our Waste Warriors, Watershed Warriors, and Weed Warrior education programs.
Wow.
And the demand keeps increasing, which is wonderful because that's the key to prevention,
okay.
right?
And actually, I just did a news thing a couple of days ago for the morning show about just schools, basic classes are getting bigger, they're overcrowded. Is that the reason why they're in high demand? Is literally there's just more students that are being involved? Or
you know, honestly, I think for Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, I think it's just an awareness of teachers that we're here. Because
okay.
I think we've been doing this for a long time, but I think a lot of people didn't even know about us for a while.
Right.
And now teachers are realizing, oh my God, they're here. This is a great program. We want them to come. You know, it's word of mouth.
So it's just high demand. Yeah, word of mouth. It's amazing how powerful that can be.
Yeah, it is. And once a teacher has us come in, because that's the thing, is we started out with one program. We started out with a Waste Warriors education program talking about recycling and waste reduction and the anatomy of a landfill.
Right.
And teachers like that program so much because it's based on the Next Generation Science Standards. It fits the STEM criteria. They asked us to add more. And that's where we expanded to Watershed Warriors and Weed Warriors because weeds are an invasive invasive weeds in our community are a real issue.
Yeah, definitely. So Watershed, where did that come out?
Well, Watershed,
what is involved?
It's talking about how we are our community, the Truckee Meadows, Reno Sparks, you know, the surrounding areas, we're like a big bowl. This is our watershed. And all the water that comes down, that rains down or comes down through snow, it all ends up in our river and in our water supply. And so everything that it passes or touches can potentially contaminate our water supply.
Right.
So, you know, as far as, you know, fertilizers and when you wash your car in the driveway, it's actually not a good thing because all that stuff is washing down into the water supply. There are no filters
okay.
in, you know, the sewers and the gutters and things like that. I mean, I was under the impression, honestly, it's kind of silly, but that stuff was being treated before it entered the river, but it's not.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's just trying to raise awareness with kids about what a watershed is, how it works, and what the impacts are to wildlife and humans, you know, if we don't make sure that water supply stays clean.
Okay. And then the Weed Warriors is literally just get rid of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, and sort of. You know, talking about the impacts of invasive weeds, because invasive
right.
weeds in our community are more flammable than our native weeds.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's a real problem with all the fires we have.
Smoke in the air.
Exactly.
That's going to cause problems.
Well, and it's really a little scary because the invasive weeds grow back faster than our native weeds, which is why, you know, the Department of Agriculture works to, you know, treat those areas and you know, put in native plants quickly. But the invasive weeds are also toxic to local wildlife. So there's a weed in our area that has a purple kind of puffy flower on top. And it's got all these thorns and stuff that when wild horses eat them, it shreds their insides and they can die.
Oh.
Yeah, geez. So it's kind of interesting.
There's different effects that you didn't even think about.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so it's talking with kids about invasive weeds and how that works and how they come about. Because, you know, with all the international travel we have now, you know, we need to be wary about how we're spreading those seeds.
Definitely. Are you going to add new programs or is it mostly just about expanding what you have?
I don't foresee us adding any programs.
Okay.
I really see us trying to reach as many people as we can with the programs we have.
Okay,
very
cool. So that's basically the bulk of the funding from this fundraiser is going to go toward that.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about community education and educating our kids. So,
okay.
And this event is a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of fundraising events in this town. And when we were putting together the idea for this, we wanted it to be fun. We wanted it to kind of symbolize what Keep Trekking Meadows Beautiful is all about. And so having it in a beautiful garden at Idyllwild Park, the sensory garden that we helped put together, having it be outdoors with elegant, beautiful food and amazing beverages.
Yeah.
That was kind of the nexus for it. And so we're just super thankful to NV Energy for being our title sponsor this year and making sure we're able to make this happen. And we've got incredible support from Dolan Auto Group and Wells Fargo. We've got a first taste experience for you, as well as amazing desserts.
Mm.
And the sense experiences are going to be really fun. Moana Nursery has an amazing attend. They've done it the last couple of years, and it's just beautiful. It's a must-see. This year, we've added Grand Sierra Resort and Caesars Entertainment. And Now Foods is going to be there as our smell sponsor. And the Nevada Mining Association is there as our touch sponsor. And they always have really fun activities. I'm excited to say we still have the Sixth Sense, something we added last year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. So, but, and you were there last year.
Yeah,
Ian.
We did the sound.
You did.
The sound booth.
You did.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Caesars Entertainment is doing that this year. And it's just a fun night out. We've got incredible beverage partners that are going to be providing incredible beverages, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. And again, the food. I mean, it's all about
the
food.
Yeah, there was some interesting flavors. I remember there was, I don't know if it was like lavender or something like that.
Yes.
Some sort of gin that was like really interestingly flavored last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a must-see kind of thing. So this year we have added the Grove, and we're just really excited to be doing this again. Just plan on coming hungry.
Yeah.
And, you know, enjoying a night out in the garden. So we've got live music and a lot of great interactive activities. And again, the funding that we raise for this supports our beautification education programs. But this year, primarily, it's going towards education.
Okay, very cool. So give me the, you know, dates, times, that sort of thing. Where?
It's this coming Thursday, August 16th. And gates open at 5:30, unless you want to be a part of the first taste experience. That opens at 4:30.
Okay.
And it's, you know, this being Reno, it's so fun because we have people that come and dress up like it's, you know, like a derby or something.
Yeah.
They got
like
the hats and the
big hats and the pastel suits.
Yeah. So, you know, you can go that way or you can just, you know, come and be relaxed and casual and just, you know, plan on having a good time. It's in the sensory garden, Idyllwild, which is something that we planted with five sense beds, you know, sight, taste, touch, sound, and smell. And that's, we have the tents based around that too. So all of the experiences are focused on those different senses. So.
All right. Very cool. And how can people get tickets?
Go online at ktmb.org. Raise the River. It's right on there and you can buy tickets online. There's no additional fee to do that.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Any other things other than the fundraiser? Do you have anything like cleanups happening in the near future you want people wouldn't mind getting it in their head right now?
Yeah, absolutely. October 13th is going to be the date for our next Truckee River Cleanup Day. And we really want to encourage people to check out the weekly Reno News and Review. Our recycling guide is in the Reno News and Review every week now.
Oh, right on.
So that makes it even easier for people to figure out how to recycle common household items and things like that.
Okay.
So, and of course, Christmas tree recycling every year.
Yeah. We're going to hit that pretty hard.
Yeah.
When it comes along.
Yeah. Thank you.
On the X station 100.1.
You guys are the best.
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, thank you.
And I'm going to be there at Raise the River this
oh,
time
good.
Again, too. Like, we had a great time last year, so we got to come again.
That's so great.
For sure.
I'm glad you guys are coming out.
All right. Fantastic. Christy Chakarulu from Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, ktmb.org. It's where you go for tickets and really any and all information you would need.
Exactly, including our recycling guide. It's all on there, ktmb.org.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.